Ever since the pandemic disrupted life around the world, the internet has become a lifeline for work, entertainment, and political campaigning.
This is an entirely unprecedented situation. Without the ability to send out organizers and volunteers to the doors, campaigns have really had to get creative.
I'm not going to traffic in fear.
On social media, Joe Biden has been using Instagram for live conversations with social media influencers and celebrities. The Trump campaign started a daily online talk show-style broadcast with a host and prominent guests, including members of Trump's family. Once on social media, there are ads, another way for campaigns to reach potential voters. The ads ask users for their email addresses, which can be gold for a digital campaign.
Now they can start to get a profile of who you actually are, and then maybe potentially marry that to other data that they already have about that email address.
With the potential supporters' information, such as age and gender, campaigns create ads on Facebook that target a specific demographic of users.
We run a lot of ads on Facebook continuously. Our digital team says it's like high volume trading on the stock market. We do a bunch of them, and those that are doing well, we'll put more money behind and continue to push those. And then others that aren't, you can pull them off the platform.
A group that supports Biden is also advertising on non-traditional platforms.
We'll reach voters on streaming apps like Hulu and Roku. We'll reach voters on gaming devices like Xbox.
Both campaigns also have apps. To engage supporters, the Trump app is gamified, where users can earn points.
Get the presidential ticket.
In 2020, when many people consume politics as entertainment, campaigns are trying to meet potential voters where they are in the digital world. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.